Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Faye Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. I am so excited as today we have a special episode because there is going to be some breaking news being released on today's show. So you want to make sure you sit back, take a seat first of all, sit tight and get ready for what we have to share this afternoon. But I do want to, before we begin for this week's show, I do want to apologize. Last week we were unable to be on the air because of the weather that was taking place here in South Florida. We had some tornado watches, so it was unsafe and difficult to get some great connections to have the show. So I do apologize. So you guys were able to get at least 1 week of a break and relaxing from hearing the Finding Your Hidden Treasure Blog Talk Radio show. But we are going to make up for it with the news that we're about to share today. I just want to say that I hope the new year is treating you all well. I hope you are still working on your New Year's resolutions. If you are not, shame on you. And if you are, good for you. And just to say that we still are freshly into the new year, there's still a great time and opportunity to really become the best version of yourself. And I say that because as this year has been quite interesting thus far, and it's only January 22nd of this new year, a lot has been taking place. But what I want to say as a testimony is the value of realizing when you put a vision, a goal, and a dream out into the atmosphere and you pray on it and you say, God, this is what I have and this is what I'm expecting to have this year. And you not only put it out there, but you actually put a plan in place. You take action. And you never realize how small or big your action steps may be, how it will propel you to actually reaching your goal and dream. So before I really share the big news, I just want to say that as it has been an honor to be on this show, and it's been an honor to connect with so many great people. You never know how someone is going to impact your life. You never know that you may meet someone today and maybe tomorrow or years pass before you reconnect with that person. And that's really what happened to me in meeting Tanu Pena. Tanu Pena, I met her 2 years ago in West Palm Beach, actually, as Honorable Lois Frankel was having an event for women, and she was a veteran, a woman who was a veteran, and she was sharing her hardships. It was an event talking about the issues that women face, and she was sharing her issues, and I was intrigued by what she was sharing, but she also was intrigued by what I was sharing at that panel, and she came and spoke to me afterwards, and she told me she's planning to run in 2016. And remind you, this was 2014, so there was 2 years prior that she was planning to run for office. And I was like, wow, that's so far away. Why is she starting now and getting ready to run for a seat? That's not going to be 2016, and it was 2014. If it wasn't 2014, it was 2015. But it was a year or two out before the race. And when I met her, we connected, and periodically we'll kind of touch base, but we never really had that strong connection. We were never really able to connect with one another to find out what's going on with each other and everything like that. So long story short, last year or towards the end of 2014, we started to connect more. And in connecting more, we were talking about some of the challenges we were going through in life, some of the things that we want for our lives and what our aspirations and goals were. And it was interestingly, not only were we meeting at an event that talked about women issues, and it was hosted by Congresswoman Frankel, but we also both had some aspiration to be in the political arena some way, shape, or form. And I was excited to hear when she told me that she was still running for a political office, which currently she's running for House District 86 in the Palm Beach County area. And the incumbent is the person currently in that seat is actually being termed out. So it's going to be, it is an open seat, and her election is August. And when I met her, we continued connected, and I told her I would love to help her in her campaign because I truly believe in supporting individuals who are doing great things in the community. I am someone, when I see someone who's genuine, who's passionate, who's trustworthy, and really has a heart for the people, I do not mind providing my services, whether it's free or paid or even discounted, in order to help them be successful in life. Because what I've come truly to believe in life is that when you help those who have a vision, you help them reach their goals and dreams, not only are you investing in someone else, but you never know how God is going to bless you in return for helping someone. So in assisting her in her campaign, we went to Tallahassee last year in November. And we went to Tallahassee last year in November. It was an exciting experience. I was going on as her campaign liaison and helping her connect with the community, find out community events, let the community know she's running for office. And, of course, being like her, somewhat of a PR person for us. So we went to Tallahassee in November last year, and we were meeting some great people, telling them why she's the best candidate for this seat and what are her issues and how will she be a representation for her constituents and where her passion drives and what she's done in the past. And just going around Tallahassee speaking to different organizations, groups, and lobbyists to share what she's doing in her community and how she wants to improve her community moving forward as an elected official. And as I say, you never know how God will order your steps when you are obedient. You never know how God will order your steps when you are serving others and helping others to reach their goals and dreams. And so as I was helping her, and I've already had the political bug from the time that I was born because my both sides of my family were religious and politically active. And growing up in the 80s, especially in South Florida, it was a prime time for fighting for justice for Caribbean immigrants, especially those coming from Haiti, as my parents are from Haiti. And my uncle being Reverend Dr. Father Jiraj Mangis, it was something that I grew up in. My godfather is Dr. Claude Charles, who's a very active icon in the community and has worked with University of Miami, Go Canes, as I'm an alum from there. And he's an anthropologist, so it's always interesting to have great conversations with him about culture and the Haitian community, and just in general about how people's history affects who they are as a person and a group of people. And then my godmother is Sister Marie Ketley Pierre Ama, and she was the first Catholic nun to be ordained in the United States, and my uncle was the first Catholic priest to be ordained in the United States. And so I was always surrounded around pillars and icons in our community. And in meeting with her, it helped me to understand that that passion and drive was still in me, despite that I did not want to get involved in politics or the political or the governmental arena anymore because of what I've experienced growing up and seeing injustice and seeing that people would risk their lives to fight for the cause of others, as my uncle did when he died in 2009 from serving the Haitian community at large. Many people consider him the Dr. Martin Luther King for the Haitian community. And so in experiencing a lot and seeing a lot, it just gave an unease feeling in my spirit about being involved in government politics because it's not safe. But what happened, especially during the time when our current president, Mr. Barack Obama, was running for office in 2008, it was such a historical moment that really resonated with me in getting back involved in the political arena and the government and civic engagement and understanding the value that one person can make a difference. And that if we sit on the sideline and expect someone else to do it, then it's always going to be a bystander effect. Well, we think that, oh, you know, I'm not going to do it, someone else will do it. And then we keep waiting for someone else to do it. And actually, it's something to say when you see, just as Dr. King said, he said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And so it's realizing that we do have to speak out. We have to be advocates for whatever those issues are. Maybe your issue is healthcare. Maybe your issue is safety. Maybe your issue is education. Maybe your issue is immigration. Or maybe your issue is jobs. Maybe your issue is the environment or climate change. Maybe your issue is technology or science or all these other different issues that our communities tend to face. If you do not speak up for that injustice, if you do not become the advocate for that issue, who will do it? Because I truly believe if you identify a problem, there is something that resonated in you to identify that problem, because many other people could have identified it or may have, but something connected with you to identify what that issue is. So I, in meeting Tanu Pena, it helped me to understand that there was a passion in me that was stirring up. And so we went to Tallahassee, and I met a number of people. And the one person that I met this encounter was by far such a surprise and definitely a divine assignment, is that we went to go see Representative Daphne Campbell. And then meeting Representative Campbell, it was the first time I met her, the first time I heard about her, and really the first time I truly understood what it means to be a state representative and having this short conversation with her. And it was just intriguing how she had such passion and drive for her constituents and how she sacrificed so much for her constituents. She's such a proud Haitian American. She's a nurse. She's a small business owner. She's doing so many great things in the community. I mean, I've seen people work hard in their community from a grassroots perspective, but I've never truly seen it from a political slash government perspective. And in seeing and hearing the things that she does is just mind-blowing. So from that day that I met her in Tallahassee, it was just something that God just used her to really open my eyes to see that God is calling me to run for office, that God is calling me to reconnect with so many different things that I kind of put aside or did not reconnect for a number of reasons. And it was also a healing process for me because I've seen so much growing up in the Haitian community and seen so much people with injustice and actually going to Haiti. After the earthquake, for 5 days, it took me 5 days to get to Haiti after the earthquake because I was so, it felt like I was a mother who lost her child. And it was just such a burning desire in me to say that I had to go to Haiti and assist with the earthquake. And so I connected with my church that was back in Charlotte, North Carolina. I was reaching out to the University of Miami School of Nursing because the School of Nursing in Port-au-Prince had been completely destroyed, and even some of their students were killed there, and the major hospital in Port-au-Prince was devastated. And so I wanted to use my resources because growing up, my uncle and my family always told me, you give back to the community. Whatever you do in life, do not forget Haiti or the Haitian community. And so that was something that I've always been committed to. And that recommitment came after meeting Representative Campbell and realized that there's so much that I can still do for my community. There's so much there that despite the things that I've experienced in life, that God was preparing me for the journey ahead in understanding that injustice is something that you can't be quiet about and you have to fight no matter what the sacrifices are. And so in meeting her, she became my mentor and just helped me to understand what it means to be a state representative. She's taking the role to a whole nother level that I am, every time I'm with her or hear what she's done to the community or looking at all the bills that she passed or all the different things she's doing, it's just mind-blowing to see how one person use their power, their legislative power, their political power, their resource and accessibility to certain things to help people around the world. She's not only just working for District 108 in Miami-Dade, she's not only working for the Haitians, 6 million Haitians in the Florida. She's not only working for the 26 million plus Floridians. She's working for people at large who are experiencing injustice anywhere. And so when I saw her, it reminded me of my uncle, but I saw it from a more government, a political insight, and what you can do when you are an elected official, what you can do when you truly use your power for good. And so as I've been around her and been exposed to her, realized and understanding what is taking place in the government and really understanding what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a small business owner, a healthcare provider, that there was more to life than all that I experienced up until this point. Because after my uncle died and after the earthquake, I had such hardships in my life. For 5 years, I was battling so many different things, losing all that I have worked hard for and invested in, and even my health, because of stress and being depressed for a couple of years because of all that I experienced. And I always compare myself to Jobina. Job in the Bible. So I called myself Jobina because all Job had experienced in life, but God was up to something. And so all that I experienced in my life was to prepare me for what is to come. And I truly believe that nothing happens by mistake, good or bad, that God makes all things work for the good of those that love the Lord according to his riches and glory in heaven. And so as I had the opportunity to realize that God is preparing me for another journey in life, and God is telling me that, you know, your next chapter is starting in 2016, the beginning of the year, but before the beginning of the year came, that I was preparing you since November. I was preparing you since you went to Tallahassee and after coming to Tallahassee to reconnect you back with where I have planted you, where your promised land is, where you are able to be a true advocate, a true politician, a legislator. And so I am humbly honored to say that I have filed my candidacy to run for House District 108 in Miami-Dade, and I've only done so because my mentor, the current person in that position, the incumbent, Representative Daphne Campbell, is running for a Senate seat that has opened up within her district. And so once that is finalized by the Supreme Court, then I will be in full force campaigning for House District 108 in the state of Florida, representing Miami Shores, North Miami, Liberty City, Liberty Square, Little Haiti, Acala Park, and El Portal. So I say this year has truly been the unexpected, because my true plans were to get myself ready to go back to school, to get myself ready to do some other things before I ran for this seat in 2018. But now the opportunity has opened 2 years early, and being able to run in 2016 for the election, August 30th, 2016, I am just really, really excited. And so it has been absolutely busy and crazy, and that's why I've not been as active on social media or doing all the things that I did prior to this opportunity, and because it takes a lot of work to get ready to run for to actually do a campaign for political office, as I already have so many other things going on. But I truly believe, and as everyone that I've shared this opportunity with said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Do not let it pass. And so I did so. I sent my paperwork to Tallahassee on Tuesday. I received my approval on Thursday, and ever since then, I have been making sure that the community knows that I'm running for office. So on Monday for Martin Luther King Day, I went to the parade off 54th Street in Miami, and then went to Tallahassee, left for Tallahassee Monday night, Tuesday morning, came back a day or two ago, and just went to Tallahassee to let people know and introduce myself to people as a candidate for House District 108. To let people know that I am serious about campaigning. I'm the only one as of now running for the position, and I am willing to work as hard as anyone else or even harder to make sure that everyone knows that I am the best candidate for this position due to the fact of my experience, as my expertise are in healthcare, small business, education, having parents that are immigrants from Haiti, being first generation Haitian American, and that the district is 89% Haitian, and be fitting to know that I have been in the community. I was born in Miami, raised in Fort Lauderdale, but I came back to Miami, North Miami, after graduating from the University of Florida, go Gators as well, and received my degree, Bachelor of Science in Health Science Education with a minor in Community Health. I graduated a year early, so I spent 3 years in college and graduated cum laude, and then came back to South Florida and attended the University of Miami in Coral Gables and did a nursing program for 2 years and received my Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and was living in North Miami at that time. And so I'm pretty familiar with the district, especially North Miami, and really believe that it's someone who cares for the people, someone who's going to be the voice for the people, someone who's going to listen to the people, someone who has a passion for people. And that's why my campaign slogan is the people's voice matters. Because at the end of the day, I tell those that I am, that are my potential constituents, or even anyone really, that civic engagement, that the constituents hire their elected officials. They are the boss, because we, or my potential me, that we are paid by taxpayers. And so it is the constituents that should also be able to come to the table and say, these are the issues that we have in our community. These are some of the solutions that we think would be fitting to address those issues in our community. And I told actually a woman this when I was at the Martin Luther King Parade in Miami, that she asked me, you know, how can they get involved? What can they do to make sure that their voice is being heard? And I said, you have to be active. You have to attend town hall meetings. You have to attend the council meetings, the city council meetings, the county council meetings, being involved. If you have kids, being involved in PTAs and in the education system. If you're a teacher, if you're a nurse, if you are whatever profession you are in, a business person, if you are whatever profession you could be in, find a way to get involved, because many of those professions have a political component or a political organization that lobbies for them in Tallahassee and in Washington, D.C. So it's really helping the people to realize that they have the power. Their voice does matter. Their vote does matter. But most of all, their issues matter, and they need to voice their issues to candidates like myself and their elected officials. So I'm really, really excited for the journey ahead. It's going to be the next couple of months diligently campaigning and letting Miami-Dade know that for District 108, that Fayola DeLica is the best candidate, is someone who really cares for the people, who has a heart. My top five issues are health, and they're not in any order, is health care, immigration, education, jobs, and safety. And wanting to start having town hall meetings shortly so I can meet with the constituents, hear their opinions of what the issues are, hear how we can come up with solutions to address those issues. Because at the end of the day, I am working for the people. I am here for the people. I love being involved in the community level. I've always been involved in grassroots some way, shape, or form. And so that's really what the breaking news is today, is that I am a candidate running for House District 108. In Miami-Dade for a state representative in the state of Florida, and I'm just really, really excited. I'm honored. I have a lot of colleagues that are campaigning as well. I have Yvette in the Miramar Pembroke area. I don't remember her district, so I'm not going to say it out loud. I have Robert Asino, who's running in District, I believe, 118. I have Tanu Pena running in District 86. So there's a lot of, and we have Daisy Days, who's also running in a House seat. So there's a lot of us running because we really have a voice for the people. We bring some great skill sets to the table. I truly say, as this, and not only because it's a presidential election, that everyone should be involved. Every year, you should be civically engaged in what's going on in community and realizing that it's not just the presidential races that are important, it's your local races as well. And even as a state, on a state campaign or a state race, is also local, and that realizing that your city races, your county races, your state races, those are as important or even more important than the presidential election, because those are what truly directly impact you. What happens in Washington, D.C. does impact you, but not as much as it does on the city, the county, and the state level. So I do encourage you all, as it's still early in the game, to educate yourself about the candidates. Meet the candidates. Go out to their events. Get to know who they are. Follow them on social media. Check out their websites. My website will be coming up soon, so I'm not there yet. But I am on social media, and I'll share the social media outlet shortly. But realizing that you have to be involved. Your voice does matter, because so many people tell me that their voice doesn't matter because of this and this and that. And as long as you are a U.S. citizen, or as long as you were born in this country, you are able to vote. So make sure you are registered to vote. And whatever party you are connected with, I am a Democratic candidate. Whatever party you are connected with, make sure you educate yourself as much as possible. Know both sides. If you're a Democrat, know about the Republican candidates. If you are a Democrat, know about the Republican candidates. If you are a Republican, know about the Democratic candidates, because you want to make sure you educate yourself as much as possible. So say that I, once again, am honored and excited to have this opportunity. I am doing it because I want to serve the people. I want to be able to continue what Representative Campbell has done for the community, what she's still doing for the community, as she is diligently working to make District 108, Miami-Dade, South Florida, the state of Florida, the U.S., the best place to be. And I I said, please don't hesitate to email me, contact me if you have questions or you want to share some issues or you want to talk. I am up for having coffee with any of my potential constituents or anyone, because I truly believe it's not just focusing on those who will vote for me, but it's also focusing on those who will be affected. Because when you send someone to Tallahassee, they're not only representing their district or their county, they're representing the state of Florida. So whatever bills are passed in Tallahassee everyone. So I call myself a community advocate at large. I'm not only going to be focusing on House District 108, as that is my core concern, but I also would love to meet with people from other parts of the state and even other parts of Miami-Dade and South Florida to know what their issues are, to talk to them and to hear their opinions and even their solutions. So coming in February, we will be starting town hall meetings twice a month in order to meet with the constituents, let you all meet me and I meet you, and we get to really talk and find out how we can come up with a solution to the issues that are affecting our communities, and also how we can be able to realize that this is a partnership. The community, the constituents are working with their elected officials, and they need to build that relationship and bridge whatever gaps there may be if elected officials are not having an open door policy to the constituents or the constituents are not going to see their elected officials. I challenge you all, know your current elected officials and know the candidates, because at the end of the day, they are representing you, but most of all, you are their employer. They work for you. And so I am excited. I am honored. It's going to be a lot of work, but I am a hard worker. Anyone who knows me, I am three things. I'm dedicated, passionate, and a hard worker. And most of all, I never give up. So I'm really, really excited about the opportunity. So for the next couple of months, that's my main focus, my main core is to campaign, be everywhere and anywhere to let people know that I'm running for House State Representative, House District 108 in Miami-Dade, covering Miami Shores, El Portal, North Miami, Little Haiti, Biscayne Park, Liberty City, Liberty Square, and Alcoa Lakes. I hope I'm saying that correctly. I'm still working on it, so don't hold it against me. Still doing my research. But I'm really, really excited once again. And so there's a lot going on besides me campaigning for this position. This evening at 7 p.m. Eastern time, as I am still a business coach, author, and speaker, that we are having our last free webinar this evening for anyone who wants to become a speaker. Maybe you're an aspiring speaker or a veteran speaker, and you have a voice and you want to share your message with the rest of the world. This evening, 7 p.m. Eastern time, sharp, we are having Jumpstart Your Speaking free webinar. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., 1 hour, we're going to provide you with as much content as possible to help you to know that 2016 is the year for you to tap into your speaking DNA. 2016 is the year for you to become the great speaker you are meant to be. And not only that, next Saturday, January 29th, we are having Celebrating Women with a Purpose. And I'm excited to say at God's Compassion of Love Ministry. I don't remember if I'm saying it correctly, so I do apologize, but the location is on social media. We are having our event to celebrate women who have a purpose, as well as our book signing. So I just want to say that is a welcoming free event for you all to attend. It's really empowering women to let them know, no matter what you've been through in life, God loves you and he has a purpose for you. And so you can never go completely wrong that God can't still use you. You can never go completely wrong or turn away from God as long as you turn back to him. Your purpose is waiting on you, but don't delay, because your purpose is connected to the lives of others. And not only that, your purpose is connected to other people's purpose. So I'm excited about that opportunity. That is going to be 6:30 p.m. on Friday. I am all excited. I'm getting my dates confused. January 29th is a Friday, and it's going to be at 6:30 p.m. in Coral Springs. So if you'd like more information about attending that event, and it's also going to be a book signing. So if you would love to get a copy of Resilience, Living Life by Design, it is a co-authorship that I did. And I wrote a chapter and sharing my story about overcoming challenges in life using the principle of resilience and also providing you strategies. So if you would like more information about that, please check me out on facebook.com/FayoDelica LLC. Also, I'm on Tumblr, FayoDelicaLLC.tumblr.com. I am on LinkedIn. I am on Twitter, at Fayola Delica. And for my campaign social media, I am currently on Facebook, but we're still working on the Facebook page. We will send that information out shortly. But I am actively on Twitter and Instagram. My Twitter is at Elect Fayola Delica. My Instagram is Elect Fayola Delica as well. So everything will be Elect Fayola Delica. Our Facebook page is Elect Fayola Delica. Our website will be electfayoladelica.com. So just know that there's so much in store coming up and running for this position. I'm really, really excited. Once again, I'm honored. And I just look forward to sharing my message, sharing my platform with my constituents and all those who are willing to hear that I am here for the people, as my campaign slogan is, the people's voice matters. So I thank you all for listening and tuning in today. There will continue to be much more going on. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time in the wonderful United States of America. And just know that I love this country. I love being a public servant, and I look forward to being an elected official. It is raining here in South Florida, so I'm enjoying this cool weather that we have going on and we've had for the past couple of days. So just know, it's Friday. Enjoy. Get ready for the weekend. Have a safe weekend. Relax. But then most of all, find your purpose. Find out why God has you on this earth, because each one of us are here for a reason. And when you find your reason, you connect it to it, you can become the best version of yourself. But most of all, you will leave your legacy and leave a lasting impression on the earth. And go ahead and do that, because that you were made for that. So if you want to be a speaker, don't hesitate to register for tonight's 7 p.m. webinar. We look forward to connecting with you. And then also seeing you next Friday for Celebrating Women with a Purpose and book signing. You all take care. Know that this is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We look forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same place, just a different day. Take care. Bye-bye.